Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Some breaking news this hour. The Supreme Court has announced that it will quickly weigh the legality of most of President Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs in a far-reaching case that could determine the fate of a cornerstone of the president's agenda and alter the course of the U.S. economy and global trade. Not too much at stake. This case is fascinating. I'm going to talk more about it tomorrow. And it is fascinating because the Supreme Court may very well actually save Donald Trump from himself. I think this case presents one of the strongest instances or strongest arguments that Donald Trump has exceeded his presidential authority. There was no economic emergency. And his invocation of certain laws seems clearly outside of bounds. So we'll talk more about that today. But one of my favorite callers and listeners, CJ from Stoughton, wanted to get in his 30 seconds on the Epstein files. To begin with, CJ, I just want to say this. Sure, they should release the grand jury transcripts. It's not going to be very revelatory. The real action is in the actual FBI files and the investigatory files. And the reason for that is the criminal indictment and grand jury transcripts are focused on the criminal prosecutions of that particular defendant. But I think those should be released along with the rest of it. I know you support releasing the files, I believe. Confirm that for us, CJ, and then whatever your other comment was. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I think some of it, the grand jury testimony can't be released, you know, so it's a red herring for the Democrats to squawk about it, but it legally cannot be done.
Democrats have, you know, just to be clear here, CJ, just to be clear here, it hasn't been the Democrats that have tried to get the grand jury transcripts released. It has been Donald Trump's Department of Justice trying to appease their base that wanted the documents. It wasn't Democrats. I'm just saying, sure, you can redact victim names, but that is not the point. The point is the other investigatory files. Please continue, sir.
Well, I love the fact you now care about sex trafficking, but the Biden do-nothing VP border czar Harris, 300,000 undocumented children's were.
Okay, got to jump in here because, again, the one of the rules is do not disinform. That 300,000 number has been debunked by every credible agency that has looked at that number. There is a number that is not 300,000. That is about young people who were in this country, who were being basically monitored by our immigration and customs enforcement. Okay? They didn't keep track of exactly where these kids are. That doesn't mean that they're being trafficked, CJ. It means that ICE doesn't know where they are. That's not dissimilar to Donald Trump losing track of kids and their parents when he put families and kids in cages. So if we want to talk about moral wrongs and ambiguities, yeah, is it a good thing that we didn't know where these kids are? No, of course not. But you can't jump from they don't know where the kids are to they're being trafficked. They may be with their Aunt Gertrude for all ICE or you know.
Oh, that's funny. You just want to talk over me. You don't want to hear the facts. 300,000.
Okay, well, we're not going to, unless you can actually respond to, do you agree that the files should be released?
I don't really care. Okay.
And that, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, about sums up my rhetorical abilities with one of my favorite callers, CJ. I appreciate it because it's an interesting, we got to be able to have these arguments. I appreciate that. But the idea that all of a sudden you don't care when so much of what Donald Trump has been selling to his base has been QAnon-supported conspiracy theories and Pizzagate and the human trafficking by Democrats and these elites, and I'm going to drain the swamp. Well, there is a swamp that needs to be drained, and it is the swamp, the moat that has been protecting Jeffrey Epstein. And if Donald Trump doesn't have anything to hide, since he ran on this issue, since his base was motivated by this issue, which was not true for President, then why release the file? The hypocrisy that we're trying to face and understand. And especially given the implications of the birthday book and the photographs and Donald Trump's recorded public statements about his close friend Jeffrey Epstein, it's not a dead issue and it ain't going anywhere. So if he's got nothing to hide, the only way to prove that to the American people is by releasing the files. Jim, your reactions to CJ's comments.
And that can be done tomorrow. Again, tomorrow. These are not grand jury materials. All that has is for Pam Bondi, who's playing the lead. She's already obviously with the president, as has Todd Blanche, the deputy attorney general, told him way back in the springtime that his name is there. Remember this?
Right.
We know it's there. We don't know what the dimension of that is. But the bottom line is, this is, you got it just right, Maggie. You know this well, as do I. These are not protected by Rule 6E. It is material. Much of it is probably electronic. But you can reduce it to paper if you want to do that as well. It's probably tens of thousands of pages, the most great majority of which is probably also not especially interesting. But among that, you will find, obviously, people who have engaged, who have referencing the event or the item that you talked about earlier, who are the transactional people who paid for young girls. Those names will be there. They will be there because that's a part of the investigative work called 302s or the FBI's reports.
Yep.
Those kinds of things can give you an awful lot of an idea about, number one, the extent to which these young women are truthfully describing things, and they were. And number two, who else is out there? And I think you hit it right on the head. And maybe Donald Trump's name is there, and others also, whose names we probably do know, and probably this is about protecting them from that disclosure. America should know this. He should get this out and be done with this. And let us see all of that, right?
Yeah. And at least what I've seen is that Jeffrey Epstein didn't traffic and sexually assault immigrant children.
Right.
He liked them white and American, but poor and vulnerable. Mm-hmm. So again, it's avoidance of the issue of the day in reference to past failings of Joe Biden. I don't remember Joe Biden writing Jeffrey Epstein a note that's like, hey, we're enigmas. We have everything we could possibly want, but we have a secret about what really makes us happy. Boy, pal, here's to every wonderful day with more wonderful secrets. I missed that letter from Joe Biden to a convicted child sex abuser and trafficker. Like, that's the difference. I mean, amongst other things. Listen, we've got one more caller. Want to get Mark from Prairie du Sac in. Mark, say hi to Jim. Folks, if you want to get your last 2 cents, nickel, dime, or quarter in, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Mark, say hi to Jim. What you got for
us? Hey, Mark.
Hey, Jim. Every one of these guys is on this list. All these guys, they've declared droit de signor, the right of the Lord to have access to any woman they want, and in this case, any girl they want. And I want to know each and every name, and each and every one of those names should be touted out there. And if they're guilty of abusing young girls, hang them out to dry. I don't care if it's the owner of whatever, that hang them all out to dry, for God's sake. It is just, these guys cannot get away with this stuff. These, you know, that young women have committed suicide over this, and women are still suffering over this, and that they need to be hung out to dry. I don't care how high up it goes, who's involved in this, every single name needs to go out there, and the people that are protecting these people, if Pam Bondi is protecting these people, she is nothing more than a pedophile protector. Anybody who's protecting these pedophiles is protecting them, and they need to be hung out to dry.
Couldn't agree with you more, Mark.
You're here.
Speaking of hanging out to dry, Justice Brett Kavanaugh has decided to hang out to dry both the Supreme Court's integrity and at least what I thought we all were trying to agree to was a bad thing. That discriminating against people because of their race, especially when accompanied by other pretextual, other sort of what I'm going to call proxies for race, like the language that someone might be speaking or where that person happens to be standing when they're looking for a job, that racial discrimination in this country is bad. And in fact, in the SFFA versus Harvard case from 2 terms ago, where this Supreme Court said that race can no longer be considered as one of many factors by universities in their admissions process, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote that eliminating racial discrimination means eliminating all of it. But that same Chief Justice, joined by the other five conservatives on this Supreme Court yesterday, said that race is fine to consider amongst other factors when you're going to arrest people. Kavanaugh saying that while, quote, apparent ethnicity alone cannot furnish reasonable suspicion to detain, a court could count it as a, quote, relevant factor when considered along with other salient factors. That's still racial discrimination, according to the Supreme Court's own recent precedent, a decision signed down to by the same five judges who in this decision say racial discrimination plus other things is just fine. Jim, am I missing something here?
Not at all. The inconsistencies, the incongruities, the hypocrisy is just dripping. And so what you've got is Brett Kavanaugh saying, yes, race alone may not provide reasonable suspicion. Your accent, your Spanish language you're speaking, where you are, if you're a day laborer, if an agricultural site, all those kind of, your clothes has individually, none of those supports reasonable suspicion. But let's put them all together. You put all of these zeros together and you come up with a 100, and then you can justify going out and detaining, arresting people. I think it's stunning. In addition to the language you just read, he also says this: about 10% of the people in LA are illegal in the United States, meaning 2 million illegal immigrants out of a total population of 20. What he's saying is, okay, if you go out and you grab 100 people, your chances are you got 10 of them who have engaged. That is not America. That's not how law enforcement works. And you and I and others have taught this to law enforcement folks for years. It is reasonable suspicion based upon a reasonable belief that this person is engaging in something that's unlawful. Not
according,
by putting together,
I mean,
that's right.
Here's the deal, Jim. According to Brett Kavanaugh, what I see in yesterday's ruling is that Korematsu is a good Supreme Court precedent.
Right.
Because he makes this statistical argument that, like, well, 10% of Californians are not here legally. And so what? You just round up everybody that's in California that has brown skin, speaks Spanish, or speaks with an accent, that doesn't go to work in a fancy car and a suit? That's Korematsu. That was the internment
right,
of Japanese
is.
Americans during right. World War II, an abomination right. in our nation's history.
I
don't know how to read it any other way.
Yeah. And Korematsu, as we both know well, as your listeners, John Roberts has been bending over backwards for years, dropping footnotes about how Korematsu is no longer good law. And so if it's no longer good law, John, how can you join in this kind of an order? It is just so stunningly bad for America.
Again, Korematsu is alive and well as good precedent in these United States, according to the Supreme Court yesterday. Unbelievable. The phone lines are open. We're going to go to the phones as soon as we take care of a little bit of business. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, joined by former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel and me, Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked. The discussion continues on the other side right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.